Welcome back to Winning the Game. This is Wilhelm Hastier, obviously, with
Fiona Jacob. It is fantastic to be here today.
It is. And this is the first of a series of 5 recordings in which we will talk about an exciting journey. We call it From Burnout to Boardroom. Not boredom, but boardroom, like executive leadership levels. And each day we will share some insights and perspectives that we found valuable on the path to power, from having less power to gaining more power, and from having more power to have even more experience of freedom and power and the capacity to produce results.
I love that.
Yes, so burnout is the first word. From burnout to breakthrough is the first part of the journey. So let's talk about this English word burnout and get clear on what that means for people. In Sweden, in the Swedish language, that if you hit burnout, then you're severely out of capacity and most often on sick leave. In English, burnout is more used as a sign of being overworked, being overwhelmed. You're still functioning at work, you're not on sick leave, but you're not at your capacity, right? How do you see burnout?
Yeah, so I studied burnout as part of my master's. So I studied burnout with doctors and nurses particularly. And it's a very interesting subject because, as you said, there's quite a range of people who are in the very stressed, very overwhelmed, kind of this hamster on a wheel, like they never get things sorted. And then they start to physically have symptoms that go alongside with that. But one of the biggest symptoms that, and this was really huge and impactful for doctors and nurses, is they lose their compassion. Mm. They lose their compassion for their patients. They lost their compassion for their family, because they have no capacity or power to have a clear mind. They're just caught up so much in that stress and overwhelm. So you get to see people who are working really, really hard, but are actually living in a flood of stressful and overwhelmed thinking, and they can't get their head, we say in Ireland, above the parapet, so they can't kind of move their head up and actually get some space, get some stillness, get some clarity, get some quiet. It just feels like they're pushing through. So there is a medical definition of this, but there's also what we will call, for a lot of people, a practical definition of this, which is just the emotional and monetary cost for people when they experience this overwhelm, this stress, this burnout. And it's huge. And when I was doing a little bit more research recently, I mean, this is 13% of a working population. This is not a small problem. This is a huge problem. And it's a huge cost, as we said, emotionally to the person, to the organization that they're working in, but also to society and to healthcare. So it's not without cost to be working at this level, being so stressed and overwhelmed. Yeah, it's a huge, huge problem in today's society.
Yeah. I spoke to a client recently who had this habit of not sleeping at night. She just worked through the night, all night when needed, and then went off to work. Very high functional, very senior executive in her profession. But that was the solution. Of course, then you stay up and you work, you don't sleep. And I heard it was not a one-off occasional every 10 years. It was like the solution she used when she didn't get space enough to just get the job done. And even a few glimpses of what we teach had opened up so much clarity for her. She had a real shift, even in her sleep, just from hearing us like for a couple of hours online, because she woke up to some distinctions or views to see the world that transformed her experience. So it is possible, even if you're dealing with burnout or have lost your compassion or feel that there's no way out, you can absolutely have a different experience of life without changing the circumstance. And that's one of the things I love about the methodology we teach from, is that circumstances can be the same and you can experience life differently.
I love that, because it really is around waking up to life doesn't have to be this way. And what we hear so much from so many people is, you don't understand my job, or you don't understand my boss, or you have not been in my family, or you know, they have a circumstantial perspective on it, that if you were in my place, of course you would experience this burnout, you would experience this too. And what we're trying to point to is there's something before that, where when you start to look in that direction, as you pointed out to, even in the most stressful of circumstances, if you want to call a circumstance stressful, even in the busiest of jobs, even with the craziest of bosses or team members or whatever, it is possible to have a different experience of that. And that's what we really want to bring to the table, because people are not talking about that. They're talking about what help, medical help can you get, what taking time off, you know, moving into those directions where people are trying to rebuild their capacity. But it's also possible to rebuild their capacity by having a different experience of what is going on. And that's what gives people way more freedom than taking the 3 months or 6 months off. There's the potential that there's something else, something that we talk about in, and what we share with people, is that they wake up to, oh my gosh, I can have freedom too in this situation.
So we have endless examples of people who've come to us through the years really struggling even to be able to get back to work or function normally at work, who a couple of years later are starting their own companies, they are moving into executive positions in businesses, they get asked for way bigger leadership positions just because they gained insight. And there are four checkpoints or milestones on the journey. We just mention them here and we go deeper into them during this week. But the one first one, which we'll speak a little bit more in this first video, is there is a kind of a wake up. Human beings wake up to two things. One is I don't want this anymore. And I get a little emotional because some people just wake up to, I refuse to live this way. The mild version is like, oh, there must be a better way. I'm working way too hard and life at home is too much of it. There must be a smarter way to do this. That's the light version. But when it goes deeper and deeper and deeper year after year, it's like, I will not tolerate this way of impact on my life from my job or other challenges. So people wake up to, no, this needs to stop. And the second part of that wake up is to actually get the clarity that there is a path, there is a way, it's possible to change. And that's one of the key things we teach so much in our events and early program. It is possible. So you need to wake up to no, to what you're dealing with. And yes, it is possible to make a shift without, for almost everybody, changing their job or changing their condition. At least you can have a huge relief within the existing conditions. So the wake up.
Yes.
The second step is having a new daily experience in life, like a new baseline for the foundational experience of clarity, trusting yourself, and being in control, basically. Speak more about this tomorrow. The third wake up is when you show up as a leader for yourself and for others. You start to lead your life. And you start to lead people around you.
Yeah, that piece for me is all around expansion. You see, the thing is, when you're suffering with burnout, there's no hope of wanting to expand in a way. It's just like, no. Because your head is, I can't even breathe underwater, not a mind think of expanding my role or expanding my remit or taking on a new challenge or a new job. But you see, the thing is, once you have the insight that all of this can be and is solvable, and I think of one person in particular that we're working with recently who shrunk his role before he came to our program and now is looking for the opportunity to expand simply because he goes, I'm not afraid of having the stress, overwhelm and burnout anymore. Yeah. I now know what causes it and I know how to deal with it. And I know if I'm heading in that direction, how to pull back. And so it's just like, I'm not afraid anymore. And I think that that's so cool, because then that's when you can really expand into and not be afraid that you're going to fall back.
Yeah. Cool. I get so many inspiring associations when we speak. Fourth checkpoint on the journey is when you start to have real impact. And that's from person to person what that means. You could say also that you might be leading leaders instead of leading yourself or leading others with impact. You start to show up making a real impact in the world, sometimes at a more executive level in companies or in boardrooms, if we use that word, right? So it's wake up, new experience of life, expansion of leadership, and then real impact or boardroom level leadership. Yeah. Now, the first thing to wake up to, which we want to give you in this recording also, is that one of the first wake-ups people have, and I've been surprised through the years how senior leaders have missed this. Effectiveness is not about having high production in short time with little resources and so many things people talk about what it means to be effective. Effectiveness is the result of balance between production, that's the things we do to produce result, but that needs to be balanced with enough power to produce. So somehow human beings have missed that you can't just produce. And when you struggle with your production, try to produce more. You need to stop and build your power and build your capacity. That's why this is recorded inside of the context of your path to power, because your path to power, one of the early wake-ups is, I have a capacity problem. It's nothing. Nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. People think something wrong with them. Yeah. I don't know why I get emotional here. It's like, it's nothing wrong with you. You lack capacity, that's all. And you probably never thought that you should invest more in building capacity, or didn't understand how you could invest in capacity, or you didn't trust yourself or the principles of life enough to dare to make more effort to build your capacity, because when you build your capacity, your production automatically goes up over time. So the only problem you have, in a way, in the wake-up phase, is you lack capacity for well-being, for clarity, capacity to trust yourself, and capacity to produce. So in one way, all we do is to help people find ways to expand their capacity and an expression of that into the world. And that always leads to two things: an increased sense of well-being in life and better results. It's as simple as that.
And we had a wonderful graduation celebration with, well, there was more than 32 people in the program, but 18 people showed up for the celebration, which was fabulous. And to just be present to the transformations they shared in the room was not only powerful, but it was so heartfelt, and how they had experienced the change for themselves was extraordinary.
Yeah.
So it is possible, even if you think, not me, everybody else, but not me. Yes, you too. You can transform this experience. You can wake up.
And we're not beyond this. I struggle some weeks, sometimes months, especially the last 4 or 5 have been more challenging than in a long time. But I struggle with capacity. That's all there is. It's like I don't have enough, sometimes personal capacity for everything I want and need to do, and sometimes the organization that I lead doesn't have capacity. And it's so different to know I have a capacity issue here, and that's resolvable, and I don't need to suffer in the resolution of it. I can be at home in myself with clarity and power most of the time, and from that place get inventive and creative and move forward. So if you're never challenged and not playing games big enough to be inspired, I think, so it's nothing wrong. We're all challenged sometime, but there is, some woman said this today that I spoke to, was like, stress is optional. The experience of stress is optional. It's not a necessity. We can feel stressed if you feel stressed, but it isn't a necessary ingredient to live a productive life, for sure. So that was the first video in this series. Wonderful. There is a wake up to be had, and I've had enough. There is a way out, and it starts with realizing you need to build your power. And we'll move into that in the following episodes here. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.